everybody. Welcome to another edition of Little Fella Radio with your host, AJ, which is me. And I always do that every opening of the show. I like to talk in third person. Okay, folks, welcome to another edition with me. Just to let you know, no guest, just me. I'm just going to be doing it by myself, flying solo. I think Jason Derulo made a song called that or something like that. But, yep, I'm just going to do it me. Just like I do when I mess around in the studio. So I'm pretty much just going to be talking to myself today. Only it's going to have a purpose. Okay, folks. So I'm just going to jump right into it because it's upsetting me more than anything. Summer is ending. And school is beginning. And I'm not happy. Like, where did my 2 months go in a couple weeks? They're gone. Time to get ready. Time for me to go back to waking up at 6 a.m. Yeah, I know, most people, some kids usually go to school at 8 or 7. I go to school at 6. And trust me, I try to sleep in as long as I possibly can. So, yeah, I'm depressed. I mean, this is the third show of Little Fella Radio. So, yeah. Actually, I'm just going to tell everyone the support and notice now at the end. Little Fella Radio won't be ending. It's just ending the season. This is the season ending. So Little Fella Radio will be continuing. It will continue a show once a month during the school year. And the reason that, because I have school and, yeah, it's going to interrupt this. But you will still hear my lovely voice. I feel like I could have done that like 10 times better. Let's try that again. Lovely voice. If my voice was deeper like Dante's, I think I could have pulled that off. So, yeah. But, I hope you all enjoyed your summer. Most people's summers are not ending for like another 2 to 3 weeks. My summer, I think I have like a week or two left to go. So, I'm going to try to enjoy it. I have my cousin's birthday party coming up. So, I think that's the last weekend I have. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to the party, but not looking forward to the weekend. I think I have to go back and go to bed at 9. Yeah. It's hard. It's going to be pretty hard for me to go from 4 a.m. Nah. Yeah, actually 4 a.m. I think that's the latest I've stayed up. Almost died, though. I almost died trying to stay up that late. But I usually go to bed at like 12 to 1. But, yeah. It's going to be pretty hard to snap back to 9. I think I'm going to go to bed at like 10 and like work my way down to 9, get my body back on track. Or yeah, that, my body back on track. Yeah, I think that's what I meant. So yeah, I'm just not gonna have a good school year. No, I'm just playing. I'm actually looking forward to it. My school is cool. It's Trailside Point. It's in Levine. Yeah, a city no one ever heard of. When the people on the news do the weather and stuff, like, you barely see Levine. It's, like, rarely pops up. So, I mean, I've seen it, like, once or twice on the news, but I don't really see it. But, yeah, my school, it's pretty good. I mean, overall, yeah, it's ranked. It's the second most best school in Levine District. The first school is the most strict school. I don't know if you can make that plural. Strictest. The most strictest school. Nah, I don't think that's a word, is it? I think, no. Strict. You're so strict. You're stricted. It sounds like I'm saying restricted. Strict. It's the strictest. It's the most strict school. There we go. That's the plural. It's the most strict school. Alright. It's the most strict school. It's called Vista del Sur. I don't know, but from the horror stories I've heard from it, it's number one, probably, in torture. That's all I can say. It's just number one in torture. And I probably am lucky to go to Trailside. I mean, we've had like 5 field trips in the last year. We had like 5 or 6 field trips. And, like, that was awesome. The last field trip we went to, Amazing Jake's. We do that at the end of the year, every year now. So, that's something I'm looking forward to. But, yeah, my school's pretty cool. I mean, there's some strict teachers, and then there's some teachers that you don't even think should be around kids. And there's some teachers that are just like preschool teachers.
So, kids, we're going to learn about this and this and this. We're going to have a whole bunch of fun today. Yay!
I think I had a teacher like that one year. No. Okay, for me, until I came to this school, all female teachers, not a single male. I came to Trailside in fifth grade, first male teacher. Sixth grade, second. Third grade. Wow. Seventh. I wasn't here for fifth, sixth, and seventh. I wasn't in here for fifth. Yes, I was. Oh, my goodness. I'm about to be going to the school for 3 years. That's awesome. That's really awesome. Whoa. Huh. I never actually thought about that. But I actually have a homeroom teacher that's a female this year that's coming up. But most of the teachers are male for 7th grade. The only female one is for science. And get this, my 6th grade teacher is going up to 7th. So I'm going to pretty much have a familiar face besides all my friends. Speaking of all my familiar friends, Spencer, I think I've mentioned you on the show before. You're in my homeroom. We're sticking together like we did last year. I mean, me and Spencer, we were like in a group. We were called CANS because the initials of our names was CANS. And it was four people, two guys, two girls. And we were like a group. We hang out all the time. Like, we're like best friends. And me and Spencer, like, I spent the night at Spencer's twice before. One was for his birthday party at the end of the year. Because he goes to Washington every summer, I believe. So I spent the night at his house the night before they left. So that was like a goodbye party for us, for him, sort of. I didn't bring a present. I brought him a present on his birthday party, but not one for his farewell, as you might say. But yeah, Spencer is like my second best friend. I can't say my first because that title's been taken away already. Well, sort of. He's like, nope, still second. Because my best friend, I call him my brother since I've known him literally since he was born. I mean, I think I was in the hospital when he was born. I think. Maybe. Don't quote me on that. But maybe. So we're pretty much brothers. We've lived together, so yeah. And then my best friend is my friend Jalen, who's about 6'5". And I'm not joking, he's 6 foot something. Trust me. And he's like my best friend, and Carson's my brother. Oh crap, there's my best friend's name, Carson. And we're like the three amigos. We try to hang out as much as we possibly can and all that. So yeah, we're like the three amigos. And then Spencer is, when I'm not hanging out with them, I'm usually trying to hang out with Spencer. And Spencer is like a cool friend. We have a lot of things in common, like we like to play Legos, we like a bunch of other crap. I'm not going to name it all because that's too much. But speaking of Legos, I was talking about that last show. Spencer takes having Legos to a whole new level. You walk into his room, I'm not making fun of you, Spencer, I'm like kind of jealous. But you walk into his room and you step on a Lego piece as soon as you walk in. It's like, snap, oops, snap, snap, snap. Like you have to find little blind spots on the floor. And you have to use your big toe. Stand on that big toe and just tiptoe, tiptoe. Spencer's house is big. He has two dogs. I don't remember what they are, but one's Fluffy. I call him Fluffy Puppy. I think that one's name is Guesser. He has another one named Juno. And they're probably the awesome dogs. And they're fighters. He told me that they both ate a volcano chocolate cake to themselves, and they survived it. Now, that's a fighter dog. Like, that's a dog that is awesome. So, yeah. I mean, at my dad's house, three little ankle biters. Yep, chihuahuas. And their names, I love their names. Get this, it's Cowley, Cheerio, and the last name is George. Just George. Nothing. Just George. Not a two-syllable, not a three-syllable, just one. George. Cheerio, cheerio. That's three. Cowley, cowley. Oh, three, two, one. The things I find out when I talk and actually think about it. But, yeah. It's cool. My school, though, I live right down the street from my school. And so I walk there every morning. And when it's winter, it's a nightmare. But when it gets hot outside, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this, actually. But my school, awesome walking distance. There's a giant park right next to it, and we have a giant playground. And there's a water park actually built into our park, so that's awesome. So I'd say around my school area where I live, pretty cool. I like it. It's a nice, quiet area, and it's beautiful. Yeah, it's really beautiful. And it's like, if I could fly around, I bet if I could fly, like Iron Man, if I could fly, I'd go straight up into the air and look around, I'd probably spell something like Levine. I actually have dreams where I wish I was Iron Man. I actually had a dream where I was Iron Man's son. And it was awesome. I mean, yeah, I had the heart place thingy, the chest piece. And, I mean, that felt funny. But I was, like, flying around, fighting bad guys. Iron Man is my favorite superhero. And he's just awesome. Like, he's like Batman, in a way, but different. Like, Iron Man and Batman, they both have a lot of money. They're rich, they're famous, and they have, like, their own, well, Batman has Alfred, and he's a butler and a sidekick, in a way. Iron Man has Jarvis, which is a robot that controls everything in his house, but still, Jarvis is there to help him. Iron Man actually has a suit. So does Batman, but his suit, like, he has to build the stuff he has. So does Iron Man, but he has, like, a million suits. Batman, he just has cars and planes and stuff. Iron Man has all that in his suit. And Batman, I've learned that he doesn't kill. That explains why the Joker has come back a million times. I mean, if he would kill, I don't think there'd be any more Batman movies. Joker's gone. Now what do we do? Doo-doo-doo. I think we're going to go have some tea with Alfred. Iron Man, if he goes after you, he's killing you. So, I bet in a fight versus Iron Man versus Batman, Batman is more, like, he can actually fight and stuff. Iron Man, yeah, he can do melee combat, but he's more of his weaponry. So, that'll be a pretty close fight, but Batman would probably have a hard time, and I think Iron Man would probably win. So, yeah, in between that, I think Iron Man would win. Marvel versus DC. Personally, I like Marvel better, because it has Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, Wolverine, all the X-Men characters, the Avengers, all of them. DC has Superman, what are they called? The Justice League, and all that other crap. I'm more of Marvel, because they're more like now-century. DC's more like back in the day when our parents were kids and they were watching that growing up. I mean, Superman, he managed to try to stay alive. And by try to stay alive, I mean, I don't know how many Superman movies are out there. I think there's more Superman movies than, like, sequels and prequels and whatever to Superman than any other movie around. I should probably look that up. That'd be cool. But, yeah, I'm more Marvel. I like Marvel stuff, like Spider-Man and all him. I mean, I've never been a fan of Superman. Oh my god, how dare you? I know, it's like going into my classroom and saying, you've never been to In-N-Out Burger. It's like you just killed the president. You've never been to In-N-Out Burger? You should go there. Oh my god, what is wrong with you? Jesus. My teacher said that and the class would not shut up for about 5 minutes. I swear. That was like,
have you tried their fries? Oh my god, their burgers are so good. Have you tried their shakes?
Like, it's a fast food restaurant. McDonald's has shakes and all that? Jack in the Box? Do I dare even say Wendy's? Oh my goodness, I think I just hit oil. Now, the kids in my class are going to realize that and they're going to be like, oh my god, I never thought of it that way. Oh. They sell the god dang crap. The same crap. Yeah. They sell the same crap. Jack in the Box, Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, McDonald's. They have the quarter pound bacon cheeseburger. I think Wendy's does. Yeah, Wendy's does. Carl's Jr., probably. Burger King. I actually haven't heard much about Burger King lately. I think they're going down. But, yeah. My class is weird. They're just like always, almost the majority of the class has tried something and like you haven't, they're just like, who are you? I don't even know you. It's like the Avengers. I was watching the Superhero Squad and there was this evil chick, she would come in as the Black Widow and crap. And then she would say something that they look at her like, who are you? I don't even, you, wow. So, yeah. And it's just crazy. Everything about the world is cray-cray. Speaking of cray-cray, text talk. So little words these days. And so many different meanings. LOL, laugh out loud. Lots of love. Lots of licorice. I should do that one. Just mess with people. LOL. I'm having LOL. What do you mean you're having LOL? Lots of licorice. I'm going to do that. That's going to be so much fun. Just go around. I have LOL. And just see how many people just... I don't know. That seems pretty fun. Just messing with people. You know what? This is reminding me of my imagination. My imagination has a giant field, and it just frolics. Think of a million things to join in it. I have a giant imagination that when I play video games, I create a story. Like, I change the whole story into making my own thing. Me and my stepbrother actually do that, though. We'd be playing a game, and, like, we create our own story. Like, Star Wars, we were playing it, and we were both playing it, and, like, you in the second one, you are Leia and her worker trying to get out of the place, but she gets captured. We changed it up from that to, it was like a war scene. No, like back in the day, like princesses and all that, and we had to save her from like the evil knights and all that. And Darth Vader was like the evil general of the captain of the enemies and all that. I actually have fun hanging out with my stepbrother. Me and him like to do that a lot. Like, we can't play a game, but a story. We have to add something. It just gets boring to us if we play it normally. We have to talk about, we have to, like, talk to the characters. We usually only do that when we play together. Me, though, I do it all the time. If I'm, like, in a good mood, I'll be sitting there talking to the game. Like, ooh, yeah, oh my god, come with me, okay? You gotta shoot him! Oh my god, shoot him! And that's what I do. It makes the game 10 times more funner to me. There's one thing I can't do when I play video games. That's sit next to my dad. No offense, Dad, but oh my goodness. I was playing Grand Theft Auto 4 in front of him, and I guess he was getting irritated with what I was doing, because he started saying something about what I was doing. Like, he started giving me commands. I was just like, for a guy that doesn't play video games, you sure are giving me a lot of talk about it. And if he doesn't think you're playing it the way it's supposed to be playing it, he gets kind of mad. So, that's one thing I can't do when I play video games, is sit in front of him. So, yeah. That's when it comes to video games with me. Oh, yeah, and last time during the show when I was talking to Dante. Yeah, sucks he's not here, but he needed a break. By a break, he blew me off. So I had to go hang out with his friend. And he wanted to be co-host? Psh, you ain't being co-host no more. You better work twice as hard now. Like, you're gonna have to... I'm gonna think of something, but he's gonna have to work twice as hard, three times as hard, to become co-host now. He was guest, and I was about to make him co-host this show. I had a special thing planned out. I was gonna do a whole thing just for Dante. I'm like, welcome to the industry. Now, he's like an unpaid intern. You just don't skip out like that. You just don't. And it was depressing. It's depressing doing the show by myself. Like, I'm sitting here in the studio. Nothing around. Just the studio. And no social activity. Just the studio. And it's just me. Talking into a mic. That you folks are listening to. Thanks for listening to KNIN. We'll talk to you later. Thank you for listening. I had so many dooms in that. Okay, you know it's really depressing when you start laughing at your own jokes. I seem like that weird kid in your class that is just messing around, doing stuff with his hands, saying random crap, like acting like he's fine, then he just starts laughing. Out of nowhere, he just starts laughing, and you're just like, I feel like that kid's gonna be a mental killer. Won't be surprised if I see a kid like that in the news. I don't want to think about that. So, I've heard that a lot more of you guys have been listening to the show, and I am happy for that. It makes me very happy to know that I have people listening, that you are downloading. Thank you. I want you all to tell your friends and families about it, and like, email me in the show. Leave a message. Go to the website. I'm pretty sure there's something on there that you can leave a message or something. Whatever it is, I'll read it. I'll talk about it on the show. If you want to just make a shout out, I'll do a shout out for you. Something. I mean, go ahead, guys. We're all friends here. Unless you're someone I hate. Then leave a message who you are, and I'll make sure I say something about you, especially. You'll be like the main topic of the show. So come on, anyone I hate. You know who you are. You get on my nerves? Just leave a little tappity tap. I'll make sure you're on the show. I will make shock. Now, getting back on topic, just to make sure everyone knows about my evil rage for you. That new movie Turbo. I want to see it. I want to see Despicable Me 2 before I see that, but Turbo seems pretty cool. It's about a snail that becomes like a race car driver, only he's a snail. I'm gonna seriously laugh if they make a second one where he gets sucked into a jet intake and is able to fly. Like, I that's something I'd actually pay to watch. My favorite part of the whole movie would be, oh, I can drive fast, go off a ramp, I can fly. I wonder if I would laugh. I wonder if I would cry. He'd be driving, go off a ramp. Woohoo, I'm the fastest snail in the universe. Yeah, I can fly. Boom, bird gets him. Help me. Help me. The end. Now, here's a little behind the scenes. Peck, peck, peck. The end. Now that would be a movie I would pay to watch. About only 15 to 20 minutes, but I would totally watch it. That kind of it makes me sound like dark, like an emo person. I'm not saying emo people are bad people, I'm just saying they're different people. And they freak me out. They always have like the dark clothes and everything, their hair all to the one side covering their eye, and they have like a million piercings. At least that's what I see every time I look at an emo person. Have like that dark rock and roll. You can't even understand a single word they're saying. Sounds like monsters or dinosaurs going at it. The music in the background. It sounds like they're just doing the same thing. Just, they understand it though. They understand it word for word. It is creepy. And this is weird. Ugh. I'm gonna go swimming again before summer's over. I know, random. I just completely changed it. I don't want to talk about emo people anymore. But I want to go swimming one last time. Go back to Wet n Wild. I went to Wet n Wild. That was fun. Funnest. Here we go again with the plural. Funnest is not a real word. I think if you were spelled, it'd be F-U-N-I-E-S-T. E-S-T, something like that. But I had fun there. I went on the wave pool. And at first, I started, kind of drowning when I went to the bigger waves. But then, I, knew how to do it. I could go all the way to the deep part. When the waves come, I would, jump from the bottom and go up. I'd go over the wave. Then it would, suck you down to the bottom. And I'd just jump again and go down. But every once in a while, I'll mess up my rhythm. I'll go jump. That's when I take a deep breath of air, and I just flatten my body and just go with the wave. I'm just like, whoo. And I get to the end. Gotta jump over the waves all the way to the back. The farther you go down, the more, when the waves hit you, it's more of a poof. A poof. A poof. At the beginning, though, it's just like, poof. Splish. 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 Those are nothing. Well, it's such that the wave pool is not constantly going. It, stops for a while. And then it goes. Yeah, I don't really like that. But another fun thing was the, what's it called? The racer things. You grab these things, you sit on them, or you lay on them with your belly first, and you go down these tunnels, and you race your friends and everything. Then you go through these slides, and you're, going down, seeing who can go the farthest. I must have to fart or something, because I said fartest. Get away of saying farthest. I want the farthest on there. You should have seen how fast I was going. Now, you should have seen it. Man. I'm trying to just go with the flow. See, I'm talking about Wet n Wild, and the waves just go with the flow. But yeah, the waves were really fun. I mean, the race was really fun. Wow, I must still be in love with that wave pool. But the race thing was really fun. At first, I was scared because those tunnels look like, I think I would become claustrophobic if I went in those tunnels. But they're actually a lot bigger than they really seemed. But yeah, I had a lot of fun on that one. Then me and my friends, we grabbed these things that you sit on, the rafts that you sit on. And we went into these tunnels. And two of them were completely dark where you couldn't see. But one had the top off and there was only the bottom. And I was not going in that one because the turns were pretty rough. You could almost flip all the way around. And I felt like if you went in that one, there was a chance that you hit one of those corners and you go, whee! And hope for the best. And I was not taking the chance. So I just went into the darkest one. It got hot in there. And I couldn't see anything. And it was so echoey. And all you heard was water. And you were just rocking back and forth. That was fun. That was really fun. I was just like, woo, woo, woo. I was actually going down there. I went, I can't see a thing. Hey, woo. And I saw the light. I was like, no, it's ending. And then after I got out of the tunnel, I was I was literally skipping across the water until the end on that raft. I was like, doop, 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 hit the side. I was like, awesomeness. I wanted to go back on it, but that line got big. And I was not waiting up there with all those bees coming after me. So, yeah, it was pretty fun. What else did I go on there? I can't remember. I went on the Lazy River. And me and my friends were messing around. We would race each other. Then we'd go underwater and go to another raft. And we would just bump into each other. So, yeah, once we actually had a barricade. And I don't know how, but we managed to get through it. I think I literally went underwater and took my raft with me and came back up. So yeah, it was fun there though. It was fun at Wet n Wild. I was there for 5 hours, 5 or 6 hours. Didn't seem like it. I mean, it seemed like I didn't even go on that many rides. But yeah, it was fun. in Wet n Wild, it's fun. The one in Phoenix, it was just randomly placed in the middle of the, it looked like the middle of the desert. Just randomly placed. Nothing around. To the left, nothing. Right, nothing. Back, there was a baseball field. That was it. There's a baseball field for like a college or something. But it was just randomly placed in the middle of the dirt. I was just like, wow. There were meerkats or groundhogs. Gophers? Started with a G, I think. What did I say before? Gopher or groundhogs? Meerkats. I don't know why I said meerkats. Meerkats go underwater. Yeah, they do. I don't even know what makes one makes. Meerkat. Meerkat. I actually got that from an episode of Austin and Allie. I don't even know why I did the tee-hee-hee. I think I should just erase that part. Yeah, I'll keep it. I don't want school to start. That's just something I don't want to do. Just 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think we should have more than 2 months. I think we should have like 3 to 4 months of summer and only like 5 months of school. That seems pretty fair. Yeah. I think you should just choose when you want to go to school some days to hang out with your friends and choose not to. Because some kids, they choose, at my school, some kids, their parents are so nice, they'd be like, I don't want to go to school. Their parents would be like, okay. And that's it. They just don't go to school. They do whatever they want the whole day. And I was just like, hello? Your kid just ditched school and you were all right with it.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine. If he doesn't want to go to school, he doesn't want to have to go to school.
Okay, if you go to jail and he ends up in child protection services, don't come crying to me. So, yeah. a couple schools I went to, I actually wanted to be homeschooled. Just some of them I just couldn't go to. Like, it was torture. This reminds me of my old school, Sonoran Sky. We had this big teacher, like, fat white teacher. And we had a skinny toothpick teacher. She was a girl. And we had this fat substitute one time. And he came and sat on that chair. And the teacher came back and the back fell off. And everyone was laughing because she's like, what happened to my chair? And everyone's just like, the substitute broke it! The substitute broke it! It was so funny. Like, everyone blamed it on him because he was so big. Like, he broke the chair and everyone was just like, wow. It was messed up. Because she started laughing too. And that was really funny. She was just like, she was just seriously singing. She's like, my chair is cracked and it's all broken. And everyone's just like, it was the substitute. He was all fat and everything. And he broke your chair. And she was laughing. The whole time she was laughing, her face was turning red. But she was just like, that's not nice. That's not nice. She was one of those teachers that, she's like my stepmom. She laughs at, like, your, not serious pain, but she laughs, like, if you trip or something. She's always just like, are you okay? But she's always just like, she's in tears laughing so much. And, we were going to lunch one time, and I tripped over the sidewalk. You know how sometimes they like to shift, and there's like this big crack that you always seem to trip over no matter what. And I tripped on that, and like, I managed to catch myself, but she was laughing so hard. Like, I was just like, seriously? Like, she barely was able to breathe enough to say, are you okay? I was just like, well, you want to be that rude? I'm going to laugh if you fall. No, I wasn't that mean. I think that was like fourth grade. Fourth, Miss Vogler. Yes, fourth. I wonder if she still works there. She was a pretty nice teacher. Sort of. She was sort of nice. She was moderate. Sometimes she had her days. Sometimes she didn't. She was very nice sometimes. Very mean. I had some pretty nice teachers over the years, though. Like, my two male teachers, they were nice. I've had two nice female teachers, and the rest were probably horrible since I can't seem to remember all of them. So, I must have forgot them because they were so mean. No, my second grade teacher was pretty nice, actually. Her name was Miss Lopez. She was nice. I came in late, like the fourth quarter, and she found a place for me in the school, in the class play. We were doing a bunch of stories, like the true story of the big bad wolf and the three little piglets and all that, and it was fun. So, I have to say, I've had some pretty nice years over my school years. So, yeah, school's coming. I'm gonna try to enjoy it. Summer break's over. And that's that. That's the show, too. I hope you all had a good amount of time. I enjoyed it. And I hope I get to have another fun show. Probably with someone more energetic than me when I'm by myself. Someone like a disco person. And here we go. Wow, the music of the day. High School Musical. So, everyone, I hope you enjoyed the show, because I'm really not enjoying the song right now. I think this is the one song in High School Musical I didn't enjoy. So, I have my producer looking at me like, I tried to help. But, yeah, thanks, folks, for listening. This was Little Fella Radio with your host, AJ, Little Fella of me, and here I go talking in third person again. I don't know why I do this. Every show, I end up talking in third person. I don't know, but I ended up doing it. It was fun. I enjoyed talking to you guys about everything I did. You guys come back. Like I said, I have a show every month during the school year. Once a month. So, that's something you guys can look forward to. I don't know if there's going to be a specific date yet. We haven't filled that in, but I will fill you in when I find out. So, this show has also been sponsored by That Guy Radio Show and Nightin.com. So you guys can go to one of those. My godfather hosts Fat Guy Radio Show, and my father is the creator of Nightin.com. Go there, you can listen to free movies, you can play free games. There's actually a social network on it that you can go on. It's like Facebook, a little better though. So thank you all for joining me, and I hope to talk to you guys some other time. Remember, leave a message. I will try to get back if you can. Please!